That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you cut me off driving a Peloton van, that is all I need to know about you. For some reason, it's one thing when somebody cuts you off. You're already all kinds of angry and you're trying to control your anger.
Right.
But when it's a Peloton van...
It was worse for you?
For some reason.
Is it because you felt marginalized by its commercial campaign? Is that it?
Oh, I'm not good enough for you because I can't afford your Peloton.
Oh, so it was more about the purchasing of the bike, not the fact that it was given to you by your spouse on Christmas Eve and you looked all desperate in the photos and in the video. People got all worked up for her.
People were mad. There was a movement about that. I know, and it's interesting because when you watch those commercials through different eyes, when you watch that commercial through, are they marginalizing women?
Right.
Are they? You're like, yeah, Peloton.
Right. You watch it the first time, and you're like, oh, that looks awesome, but I know it's like 3 Gs. I'm not getting it. And then you watch it after that, and you're like, what's wrong with these people? Why 1952.
She's all skinny and
why
like
she
in
looks
perfect
so happy.
Shape.
Right.
She's all happy
right.
in her multi-million-dollar mansion. She's struggling. Right. She's going to do it. This is going to be the year that she gets herself back in shape
looking
thanks
out
to her,
her
husband.
Floor-to-ceiling windows at a view of what looks to be a beautiful mountain range or downtown cosmopolitan area. Right.
Something about it made me so angry. And then the minute that Peloton van cut me off.
17,000-square-foot apartment.
Right. Bosh, she's got to thank her husband for her perfect body. It's all thanks to him for buying that bike.
I feel like we're working through something right now.
Oh,
that's good.
So,
but the van cut you off, and you were mad about that.
And then I could see the guy that was driving it.
And he had not a care.
No, he smiled. He smiled. And I was like, what? Am I not good enough to be in your commercials?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that was it. That's all I need to know about you.
Wow. Yeah. Pent up. I don't know if it's the new thing, but I'm at the gas station this week, and there is a person having, and it actually happened twice this past week, there's somebody having a full-blown conversation while they're at the gas station pump, not on their cell phone, which we know now is, I don't know if it's illegal, but it's dangerous anyways, the static thing or whatever with the phone. They say
station.
It's which I believe is a myth, but they say it's dangerous.
Okay.
But this person has chosen to continue their conversation on the Bluetooth while the car is not running while they're pumping the gas. So they just have the person they're talking to cranked up. So this like the whole gas station, 12 pumps across, can hear this person's responses to any subject matter, some of which seem to be deeply personal, as a matter of fact. And the other guy's just screaming from, it's a four-door.
Yeah.
He's screaming from the back of the vehicle
like into
the
window,
vehicle.
Right. I don't understand why people do that. Like, don't they know everyone can hear the conversation? It's really loud when
some
you put
people,
it up loud.
It's like the person that wants to have that conversation inside the store on the cell phone. There are very few calls that are actually that important, but...
I told you. The number one place to listen and have people have conversations on their Bluetooth for some reason is either TJ Maxx or Marshall's. You walk in there, there's like seven women.
They're all going
on. And they're loud. And they're on their phones and they're shopping. And it's like they don't realize there's other people that can actually hear them.
Is it because it's like a clothing Bermuda Triangle? They've been in there for a long time just trying to sort through the chaos of finding that great deal?
You know, you go there, it's like a good hour
you get
you
lost
have to dedicate.
There.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you don't understand proper doorway etiquette, that's all I need to know about you.
This is the classic, but it never goes away. If I stand there holding the door for you, you better give me a head nod and even a thank you. You know, I mean, come on. And how long am I expected to wait?
The thank you is one thing, but people hold the door while they're standing in the doorway. Now you've become the door.
Right.
That's also
weird.
They
have to go around you now.
You know, that happens at my house. I got to be honest with you. Whenever my wife is coming in with groceries or whatever, the dogs, when somebody comes to the house, they want to eat that person because that's how good dogs behave. They just want to attack that person, jump on them.
I have one of them myself.
And I try and hold the door open for my wife, and now she's got the bags.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
my body in the way and attacking animals. It's like a pit.
I yell at my husband all the time. He does the same thing. He's being nice. He's opening the door.
Right.
But he's holding the baby and he's standing in the doorway. I'm like, move!
We become
move!
An obstacle. It's like playing a video game of Tomb Raider. Right. Will they actually survive getting into the house?
Thank you.
And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say because they're being nice.
Right.
But at the same time, they're just doing it wrong.
Right.
So do you correct them?
Right. You just hate them immediately. No,
no
I know.
Yeah.
I hate them. Like, thank you. Have a great day.
Oscars are Sunday night. And let's be honest, you probably actually haven't seen even half of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture.
I don't even know half of them that are in there. Like, never even heard of a couple
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, I'll be rooting for my favorites anyways.
Right. Santa and Raven. So what we thought we would do is we would ask fifth graders who have clearly never seen these movies, mm-hmm. and we would ask them what the plot of the movies were so everybody would be in the loop.
Right. That way we're all on the same page here because, you know, let's face it, with these other ones, my opinion's no better than yours.
Right. So let's see. What happens in A Marriage Story?
They get married, they have problems, they fight, they talk about it, and then they make jokes about it, they make memes, then they get back together, act like things are okay, and then they break up again.
It's insightful. I actually think that's exactly what that the movie's about.
I believe, right?
Right, I think it's, I'm not sure if they made memes, but they probably did.
I mean, it's modern times.
Yeah.
But right, that's about exactly what I know about that movie.
That's all we need to know.
Maybe the most surprising plot line we've had yet.
Right.
What do you think Little Women is about?
I think the movie Little Women's about is lots of women that's very short, mm-hmm. and they, can't really do anything, so they're trying to find out a way to get taller.
Right. And how do they get taller eventually?
That's a mystery.
Right.
It's a cliffhanger right there.
You gotta wait for the end.
You don't know.
One of those big twists, like Sixth Sense.
Right.
You don't know. At the end, you're like, oh, is that what that meant?
I've never related to a movie plot more. I'm only 5'2". People always say to me when they meet me for the first time, I thought you would be taller. And
it's
I'm
about
always
time.
Like, no.
It's yeah. about time this movie's come out, Anna.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
We've been ignoring
You've
the
been
people
ignoring
that are
little
around
women.
4'8
little women.
To 5'2". We've been ignoring them.
Yep.
Mara, what is Jojo Rabbit about?
Jojo Rabbit is about Jojo Siwa when her fans were getting too aggressive. So she went rabbit and started chasing everyone.
What happened at the end of Jojo Siwa?
Jojo Siwa turned into a demon, and then she started chasing everyone because she was so stressed out by everyone cheering her on so much.
Do you think her bows have anything to do with her anger?
Her bows are the things that let her turn into a demon.
Oh.
I've been saying this for years.
It's an oracle.
Here's those bows are a problem.
That story is believable because it already happened with Britney Spears.
Oh.
But other than that,
right.
Jojo Siwa is going to keep that money trainer rolling.
But imagine you
no demons being released.
All these little girls are wearing these bows in their hair and they don't know that really what it's doing is turning them into a demon.
And then it activates.
Yeah.
And then, like a sleeper cell.
Yeah.
That's scary.
What's Ford versus Ferrari about?
About people, like, driving cars and people just, like, dancing and being silly and stuff like that.
Right.
What kind of dancing?
Like, acting like they're dancing clowns.
I've never heard about Ford vs. Ferrari. I'm not sure if it has
it's
dancing
a great
clowns.
Film.
Does it have dancing clowns?
No, Christian Bale is not usually the one who just walks around dancing and feeling good.
Oh.
He's more of that morose type. That's kind of his thing.
We're going to get prepared for these other movies and figure out what they're about before you watch the Oscars on Sunday night. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday. And let's be honest, you probably haven't seen even half of the pictures that are nominated for Best Movie, right?
Yeah, the more artsy they are, the less likely they've landed on my streams list yet.
Right, so we figured instead of trying to tell you what the movies are about, we would just randomly ask a bunch of fifth graders what they thought, and then we would totally know.
Usually, their synopsis is point on.
Right.
We've had some striking conversations and storylines so far this morning.
Who knew Little Women was about women that are short in stature?
Right.
I mean, it makes so much sense now that I think about it.
Hollywood has long ignored these women. They've been marginalized.
Yes.
It's time for this film.
Yeah. How about the movie Parasite? I never even heard of that movie.
Supposed to be great.
But
supposed to be great.
Yeah, we're going to find out exactly what that's about. It's probably not what you think. It's next. Oscars are happening on Sunday night. And let's be honest, most of those Best Picture films you've probably never heard of and certainly never seen.
They stopped the limit on how many they could have even nominated at this point, right? So you could have like 12 different movies in a category.
I think there's 7 or 8 this year.
That's crazy.
Santa and Raven. What we did is we asked a bunch of fifth graders, based solely on the titles of the movie, what do they think the movie was about? Because we figure their guess is as good as ours.
Right, absolutely.
What do you think the movie 1917 is about?
I'll say, if it's back in the day and it's a movie about back in the days, how there's like a love story about it,
right.
And there's a cowboy, and the cowboy is like fighting over the woman, and then he kidnaps her.
Whoa.
At the end, they like get married and stuff and have kids.
After kidnapping?
And have a happy life.
You know, that was a twist I didn't see coming.
Right.
Is that she was like, you know what, this cowboy that kidnapped me from my family, he's all right.
Yeah.
You know,
Helsinki syndrome, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's one movie that I actually saw. Surprisingly so, there is not a love story in that one.
What is it?
It's a war movie.
Oh.
It's World War I.
I don't know.
not a love story.
Like
mustard
movies.
Gas. There's, you know.
No, I'm not into that.
Stuff like that. Sniper shots. Yeah.
I don't know.
Biplanes, right? Yeah. No love story. Didn't see that.
I like that she repeated it's about a movie back in the day about 7 times.
Right. And when you're 6 or 5, like, I mean, all right, they're like 9 years old. Back in the day is like yesterday.
Tell me about the movie The Irishman.
About these Irishmen plotting something and how they're going to scheme and how they're going to do something to somebody.
What are they going to do to somebody?
Probably kill them.
It's awful. How long do you think The Irishman is, the movie?
About an hour and 30 minutes, I guess.
I wish. I've been wanting to watch The Irishman, but every time I'm like, I have to commit like 4 days to watching that movie.
It's not great. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Did you watch it?
Everybody wants to make such a big deal because it's Scorsese and Pacino and De Niro and everybody and Keitel and all that back, and it's on Netflix. Yawn.
Really?
Yes.
Well, isn't it 3.5 hours long?
It is long. It is long.
Is he right, though? Are they scheming to kill someone?
I mean, all that stuff was actually factual.
Good. See?
All that was relatively factual.
These kids know
Although
what
he's taking
about.
The orders from the other. It's involved.
What do you think Parasite is about?
My uncle had a parasite one time, and he tripped and fell, and the parasite went deeper in his skin, and he almost died.
Wow.
The parasite now lives in his skin.
What happens, like, now that it's in his skin?
It tries to eat his organs.
Does it succeed?
No.
He'll survive.
Yeah.
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 Almost regretful. I had a friend who went to Mexico one time. They got a parasite. They lost like 25, 30 pounds.
Oh, it's like a diet?
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't a diet. It was like a creature living inside of him.
Mm.
And then over time, he lost like 30 pounds.
I'll be slightly overweight. I'm good with that.
Right, yeah. Right.
He'll survive.
Yeah.
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 What do you think the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is about?
Maybe it's about some fairies dancing in a magical place, and suddenly something evil comes and they destroy their home, and they're homeless, the fairies. So they're trying to find a way back to have their town back and make it magical like it was before. So they're gonna go battle the evil guy to see if they can beat him.
I just want to say, I listened to this, and I thought about a fairy movie about this, and I thought this was 100% plausible and a movie I would take my girls to go see.
I feel like it's a movie you've already seen.
Probably.
Right? I mean, that's not a combination of a Disney plot with something. Yeah. Like it sounds like it's 3 Disney movies in one.
They took out over their fairy town. They need to find a place to live.
Gotta get the town back.
I mean, she just wrote the plot to the next Disney film.
Right.
I'm going to completely 100% not steal that, but go and pitch it to Disney, right?
Well, enjoy the Oscars, everybody. There you know. Now you have all the best pictures rounded up.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
It's our favorite time of the week, checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Nothing much.
Oh, how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
Well, he's been cheating with food and lying to me, and I caught him on your social media post.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So Alicia's back to not feeding me again, Anna, just to get you caught up right here. Scolding me for everything I go to put in my mouth that she has not put directly in front of me.
The one thing Raven and I have in common is that we both gain and lose weight like it's our job.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
We are yo-yo people. Like, that's just, it's how we are. So I appreciate you trying to, like, keep him in check because I know that it's difficult.
Right. And then you let him eat whatever he wants when he's there.
Well, sometimes we get treats and it's really hard not to.
This is what happened.
I'm also hungry.
This is what happened this week. See, so I went home the other day and I made myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And my wife's answer to everything right now is, really? Why don't you just have a salad? No matter what it is that I'm eating, there's this shameful tone that goes with it. And she just, you know, refers to a salad.
Was there a salad in the fridge?
Oh, there's salad available.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's always salad in the fridge.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I didn't eat anything today. I'm having this sandwich. I need that. And so here's the thing. I made the sandwich.
You went into detail.
No, no, no.
I didn't even have an apple. I had nothing.
Well, let me tell the story, wife.
Right. Uh-huh.
So then I get 2 bites into the sandwich, and I realize, wait a minute. I actually had a chicken cutlet grinder this morning.
Oh, we ate so much chicken cutlets.
Right, I
that
had
morning?
A chicken cutlet piece,
pasta
and then
salad.
I had, and then I had a piece of the turkey with the spicy mayonnaise
and the bacon.
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
It was absolutely delicious.
The new confession now: you said you only had chicken cutlets.
No, I told you last night. You just stopped listening to me once you heard what you wanted to hear, and then you just decided to be angry at me after that. I did say I had half of a chicken cutlet and half of the other one. And it was really a quarter of each. It was cut into quarters, triangles.
It was a 6-foot wedge, Raven.
No, don't you do that to me. I did not eat a 6-foot wedge.
No, they brought in a 6-foot wedge that were cut into giant squares. To say it's half a sandwich is not necessarily true. It is a full size. If it was a roll, it would have been a roll.
If the sandwich,
I saw them.
If the sandwich is 6 feet long, that's like, I don't know, that's that was like a 20th of that sandwich, all right? That was a really tiny piece of the sandwich. Uh-huh. So I remembered that 2 bites into my peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
Do you think I told her?
Nope.
Of course not.
Oh.
Why would I?
So then she went on our Instagram and saw us chowing down on chicken cutlet sandwiches.
Right, and yesterday she pulled it on me like it was a trap.
Leisha, in Raven's defense, we also had an entire tray of cannolis, chocolate chip cookies, and brownies. And Raven said, don't put it in the kitchen because I'm going to eat that later.
Right.
And I said, okay. But the problem is I put it in a corner and then we forgot about it. And then it got late and he left without eating
No. What did I say? I said, get him out of here.
Right.
I said, get him out of here. I don't need any dessert. Mm-hmm. I already had too much sandwich.
Right.
I did say that.
So we didn't. We did not eat the cannolis.
He still ate 2 grinders and lied to his wife.
Well, that spicy mayonnaise was really delicious.
I'm
it was
hungry.
Turkey with bacon. That's practically a health food.
I would eat it again if I had the option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to come back, come on.
Mm-hmm. So, how's he been behaving as a husband?
Besides that.
Well, there it is. You know, I mean, lying, and I find it on social media. That's how he's been behaving.
Raven, what else are you lying to your wife about?
Are food lies really lies? Are they really lies?
No, they're the biggest lies.
Are they?
I don't know. I mean, if my doctor was on the phone with you telling you that if you don't straighten him out, he's going to be dead tomorrow, that'd be one thing. But my BMI is relatively within range.
Is it?
Well, of somebody at least 6'4".
He came back bragging from his physical. All his blood work was great, and that's because I was feeding him. And now he's back to this stuff again.
I'm sorry. I feel bad. I did not stop him from eating the chicken cutlet sandwiches. But in his defense, it was a special day, and we got chicken cutlet sandwiches, and that doesn't happen every day.
And I pushed the cannolis to the side.
Right.
Like a hero.
I don't know if I believe you.
No, he really didn't eat the cannolis. It's more or less because we forgot they were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
C.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yep.
C is for chicken cutlet.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Wow. You guys are like the blind leading the blind.
We're just going to play the whole thing?
We just could, right?
I feel like once you start, you can't really stop.
It's one
right?
of those songs you can kind of rock out to.
Yeah, you just get excited about it.
It doesn't matter what age you are or whatever. You're like, yeah, we're going on safari.
You haven't heard about this. There was a elementary school that was having a PTA fundraiser, and they screened The Lion King for the kids there.
Right.
And one of the dads had, like, bought the DVD, the local Best Buy or whatever, put it on, let the kids watch it while the PTA parents had a fundraiser, didn't think anything of it. Tana and Raven. Well, imagine their surprise when they raised about $800 that day and they got a bill in the mail from Disney for $250 for illegally screening The Lion King.
Listen, it sounds bad on the outside, but it's bad on the inside. But listen, that screen on the front of the DVD of every movie that you rent and every movie that you've owned or whatever says the same thing out there. And it clearly says, basically, don't screen this for profit.
But it's not a profit. It was a non-profit.
Oh,
it was a fundraiser.
I'm sorry.
For
well,
school.
Tell that to the wildebeest who didn't get his residual check because you guys ripped him off.
Well, here, this happened, and everybody was talking about it yesterday. And it's gone a step further. And I thought this was interesting. Disney CEO Bob Iger is sorry that their licensing company fined the PTA. And he said he's going to return the $250. He's going to cover that fee.
Right.
And on top of it, he's going to make a donation to the elementary school.
Well, listen, it's a heady play. One family fast pass sold from one of those families there that's going to inevitably travel to Disneyland or Disney World at some point in their life covers all the costs right there. But, again, can't encourage piracy.
Well, that's what I was, when I saw it, I'm like, that is so unfortunate. That stinks. How many times have you just watched a Disney movie somewhere and never thought twice about it?
And it's easy to do it with families and kids. What if it was me and a bunch of loser guys hanging out at my house screening Jaws and I was making bank?
Oh, it's better that you said Jaws. I thought you were going to say, like, Cinderella. And I'd be like, oh.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Call somebody.
Right, I'll
if call you're not going to call the people that are going to bill the people.
Listen, if you
call somebody else.
If all your boys come over on a Friday night and right. you're playing poker and smoking cigars and all of a sudden you put Cinderella on, we got a big problem.
You're
on
right.
Hands.
Yeah. You're right.
But, I understand that this is bad publicity for Disney and he apologized. He's going to make the donation. But rules is rules, Raven.
It's illegal.
And that makes me feel like, and of course, the PTA had no idea. I don't think the average person, I wouldn't know. If I was having a party.
I knew that.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't think twice about it. The kids are there. They want to watch a movie. Put on the Lion
Listen,
King.
You know I got the jailbroke Fire Stick. I'm always telling you. Go to YouTube. I'll show you the video. All right? But it's still illegal.
Well, why do you do it? No. What if you get in trouble?
I'm doing it for the children.
No, you're not. There's no children.
I'm doing it for the good of the children.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Kind of a strange coincidence that this article had been trending, and this is happening in kind of in my own life. Santa and Raven, a Michigan couple, was kicked off an American Airlines flight last year because they had strong body odor.
Mm.
So what happened was...
That's
the
story, anyway.
That's what they say. There's a husband, a wife, and their 19-month-old baby, and once they were boarded on the plane... One of the stewardesses came. Do they still call them stewardess? No, airline assistant.
I would be careful. Flight. You could get kicked off a flight that you have booked for July right now by saying it. So I would just say flight attendant person.
Flight attendant person.
Person.
Yeah.
Persons.
Ask
professional.
Them, professional. Ask them to come off the plane because there was an emergency. When they got off the plane, the emergency was that they smelled.
Yeah.
And they said, we showered this morning. What do you mean we smell? And they said people on the plane complained, and the pilot said, get them off.
Yeah, it's a contentious conversation if you saw it. But you know what? Hey, either way, it gets a little bit... I mean, think about how embarrassing that would
it's
be.
It's so embarrassing.
Think about how embarrassing
so
that
embarrassing.
Would be. And to be fair, sometimes the flight attendant professional person
right.
could be nicer.
Very
I gotta
nice.
I got to be honest. Sometimes they're a little bit confrontational nowadays. There's too much power over there.
But ironically, I have a, I call it my Zumba text chain.
Okay. There,
so, you know, I teach Zumba on the side. I've loved it, done it a long time. And there's six of us that are all Zumba instructors that
sure.
are on this text chain. And one of the girls had brought it up the other day. They said there's a woman in her class that she doesn't know why, but she has a strong odor.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girls in the other women in the class, stop calling them girls, they're grown women. The other women in the class
right.
complained about the way she smelled. And she was like, is it my position to say something to her?
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely not.
I think you're right.
Because there's only three people in the world that can tell you you smell. And the flight attendant professional president of the United States person
right.
is
right.
not one of them.
Right. I would agree with that.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the last time somebody told me that I stank. And I'm thinking it was probably my wife.
Well, your wife is one of the people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so the three people that I believe can tell you that you have strong body odor and have to do something about it is your significant other.
Okay.
Because if they can't be honest with you, who can?
Plus, they're the closest to you. They're going to know if you stink first.
Right.
All right, spouse, I got it. Or person that just lives with you, partner, whatever it is.
My husband loves to tell me if I smell. If I come home from the gym, he'll be like, I smell you from here. Take your clothes off in the garage. I'm like... All right.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
You strip in the garage?
Oh, yeah, because he thinks that I bring the stank into the house. And I have to leave the clothes in the
That's
washing machine.
That's fantastic.
So obnoxious. Second person
yeah.
is your parent.
Okay.
Like, I feel like your mom or dad can tell you, I am almost 40 years old. My mom can still tell me if I smell, if I'm gaining weight,
yeah.
if I shouldn't eat that. If I'm not dressing my children warmly enough.
It feels like the mom is the first person to tell you that you smell, right?
Right.
Because when you're young, you really don't understand that you smell. So, mom, okay.
And I constantly smell my daughter. Oh. I'm always up in her
right.
hair. I'm like...
Right. And are you telling...
When did you wash your hair last? If
right.
you pause, that means you don't remember. And the third person,
yeah.
only person that can do it, your HR rep, because you're about to lose your job.
Oh, man.
It's true. The HR rep, they're trained for things like that. I don't know what kind of training they go through, but at HR school, they learn how to tell you smell.
It must be vigorous, the training for HR, right?
Right.
Those are the three.
That's the three. That's it.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, another couple joins us. They let us know what's going on, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Hannah and Patrick. Hannah, let's start with you. What's going on?
So every spring, we get a family portrait done, right? We can hang our house each year and show how we've grown. Nothing super fancy. We just go to the local JCPenney and get our picture taken. Last summer, we hired this fabulous au pair, Marzina. She's from Poland. And like part of the whole au pair culture is that we really incorporate her into our family. I mean, we've had her at every, you know, family gathering that we've had. She's really become a part of our lives and the kids' lives. She's just a really, really lovely girl. I really want to have Marzina sit in on our family picture this year. And Patrick does not want to.
Patrick, what's your side of this?
My problem is that she's not part of the family at all. You know, there's no blood relation. I fought tooth and nail to get our dog in the family photo, you know, and the dog is not allowed. So you're telling me that we can't have our dog in the photo, but some babysitter is?
Well, some babysitter. She lives with you,
if you don't
right?
bring the dog, like, I got a problem with that, too.
Are you allowed to bring the dog to JCPenney?
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Like, Rex has been part of the family as long as our kids, and this is just some fat intern, basically, who's going to be with us for another year, basically, and then she's gone.
All right, let's...
How do I explain that?
Let's dial this back for a minute here, though. You acknowledge the fact that the nanny is doing a great job and is part of the family right now at this point, but you think for historical purposes, she should not be there, essentially.
Absolutely. I mean, our grandparents aren't in the photo. You know, it's just immediate family.
Yeah, I think for historical purposes, that's exactly why we should have her in the photo. I mean, it's like, it represents this time in our lives. It's a very special time. The kids love her. Mm. I think it is important to remember her involvement in our lives at this time.
She lives with you. She's been living with you for the last year.
Exactly.
What if the au pair holds the dog? This is like the steroids era in baseball, Anna. They want to act like it didn't happen. Put it in the hall. Put the photo in the hall with the au pair and the dog. They were both there.
Well, we could...
If we're allowed to bring the dog into Penny's.
I don't know either.
Honey, we can bring the dog into Penny's for right. family.
That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my furry
well,
son.
We're not going to call JCPenney to find out. What we're going to do is we're going to vote about the au pair because that's why we're here today. And people may agree with you, Hannah. She lives with you. She's a part of your children's life and you've incorporated her in your family. So having her there for these family portraits, it's a nice remembrance of this time of your life. But they may see Patrick's side too. It's just you, your wife, and your kids. And it's the five of you guys, and that's the end of it. That's the way it's always been. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty confident they're going to see my side, so.
I'm ready, yes. Let's hear it.
All right, call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Hannah and Patrick have a live-in au pair. She's been living with them for over a year. She's from Poland. They love her very much. She does a great job with the children. Every year they do a family portrait, and Hannah says this year she should be part of it. She's part of our family. Patrick, not so much.
Yeah, he thinks, well, she works here, but she's not really part of the family. You know, one thing, I don't understand all the rules with family photos, but I know that they exist.
Right. And his big argument, too, is that you didn't even let the dog. You're going to let her in? That's not fair.
This dog's been here for years.
Which I think is...
What's going on with Rex? How come Rex isn't here?
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. And these texts are coming in so fast. We have one text that says, the au pair should 100% be allowed in. It's part of their lives during this phase. And when they look back at the family photo, she will be there because she was part of their lives. She takes care of the kids. I agree with Mom.
Hmm.
Whose side are you on? Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. You know, the family portrait is like a time capsule. It's a picture in time. And at this time, the au pair is part of their family. But I think the family dog should be in the picture, too.
Right.
Now we're going to vote on
there's
that.
There's no reason why the au pair right. and the dog and the parents and the kids can't all be in the picture.
Right. Depending on the child's behavior around the time of the photo, the dog may be actually closer to the camera than the child, you know? Like a thematic poster for a movie coming out. The dog's the star.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. As a reminder, we're voting on the au pair, not
right.
the dog.
It's right. a person.
Hannah and Patrick every year do a family portrait, and they've had this lovely woman from Poland, an au pair, that's been living with them for over a year. Hannah says she's so great with the kids. We love her so much, and she would like her to be part of the family portrait.
Patrick says just because she's doing a fantastic job doesn't mean that she's actually part of this family. This is a family only thing.
And he's all mad because they wouldn't let the dog in. She wouldn't let the dog in.
That's understandable. He feels like he lobbied for his friend and now somebody else is going to get in there.
We don't even know if JCPenney allows pets in their family. Their
we need a full
studios.
Vote is all I'm saying.
All right. We want to hear from you what you think. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999 or hit up any of our social media. Let's check the text line. Definitely on the husband's side. It's like that awkward family photo that some cousin brought some random date to a wedding and now they're in all the photos. And now there's a breakup, and now they're in those photos forever as a reminder about how awkward everything was, and it's no longer about the family, but that person. You don't want to run to an issue like that. What does she think is going to happen with this au pair that treats the children family, so badly?
There's every family has that with almost every wedding, as a matter of fact. There's always that person.
Now you can't hang your family up because you don't want to look at her face. What happened with your au pair?
A lot of anger.
Oh, my gosh. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I just think that they both could compromise a little bit. They usually have photo packages, so why don't they just do one with the nanny and the rest with the family?
Right.
I mean, it's a really smart idea.
8x10s for the family, wallets. Wallets for the au pair.
And when she moves out, then you can just update the wall of photos with the one without her in it.
Right, yeah. Right. Put the dog in there. Right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm going to side with the husband. I'm a private nanny, and I would not want to be in the family photo.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody asked the nanny's opinion. Maybe she's like, I hate all of you.
I don't know about
right?
that.
She's like, as a matter of fact, me and the dog are going to go take photos. It's the only person we like.
Maybe she loves those babies. Maybe she wants to be part of it.
Could be.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'd probably say it'd have to be more on the husband's side today, only because I'm more upset probably about the dog than I think about the au pair in general. But besides that, I would say that, you know, JCPenney can take more than one picture. Maybe she can be part of one or two, but not every single photo. What if you want a photo of just you and the kid?
Right. Get some magnets with her photo on it. Put them in the buttons.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Patrick, our audience agreed with you. She doesn't belong in your primary family portrait. That's the one thing you've done consistent. But here's the thing, Hannah. Many people also said, just take two pictures. Take one with her, take one without her.
Okay, now that I can get behind. I at least want to, like, commemorate her time with us and how wonderful she's been with the kids. So I would agree to taking two different pictures, as long as we can get one with her.
Hannah, what's up with you not letting the dog in? Rex is going to be in the next photo.
We have so many pictures of Rex already. He is like, he has more photos up in the house than I do.
I believe that 100%.
Patrick, you say so.
You got to be happy with this, right? Kind of a compromise.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy. So I'm glad it went this way.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. That one.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Janine, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Janine.
All right, here's how it's going to work. Raven is walking out in the hallway. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Number one, the Oscars will go hostless again this year. There hasn't been a host since 2018. Which late night host hosted it last? I need a guess, Janine. Whatever you got. You don't know. It's okay.
I don't know.
Number two, Fran Drescher recalled the time that Donald Trump was on her 90s sitcom. And when the script said to call him a millionaire, his assistant sent a correction and said that he must be called a billionaire. What show was that with Fran Drescher?
The Nanny.
Number three, Disney apologized for fining an elementary school $250 for screening The Lion King at a fundraiser. What is the name of Simba's best friend slash girlfriend in the films?
Nyla.
Number four, Netflix now allows you to disable those annoying autoplay previews. What Netflix show is a thriller about a serial killer who is a New York bookstore manager?
Oh, I don't know.
That's okay. Number five, Harley Quinn's movie Birds of Prey is expected to win the box office this weekend. Who plays Harley Quinn?
Margot Robbie.
Okay, great. Let me bring Raven back in. Wave.
Yo.
Janine did okay. She got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not bad. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the Oscars will go hostless again this year, and there hasn't been a host since 2018. Which late night host hosted it last?
Wow. Late night host is...
I need a guess.
Late night is Stephen Colbert, isn't it?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Number two, Fran Drescher recalled the time Donald Trump was on her 90s sitcom, and when the script said to call him a millionaire, his assistant sent a correction and said he must be called a billionaire.
Billionaire, or else I'm not doing it. I'm huge.
What show was that with Fran Drescher?
The Nanny.
Okay, I get to do my laugh.
Okay.
Okay. Number three, Disney apologized for fining an elementary school $250 for screening The Lion King at a fundraiser.
Right.
What is the name of Simba's best friend / girlfriend in the movies?
Nala.
Yes. Number four, Netflix now allows you to disable those annoying autoplay previews. What Netflix show is a thriller about a serial killer who is a New York City bookstore manager?
Oh, that's You.
You.
Fantastic show. Absolutely.
I can't watch it. It's too spooky. I don't like it.
Listen, even if you don't like Netflix movies, we can agree they do the trailers. Awesome. Those things just suck you in. I don't know why people want to turn them off.
And you guys are tied at three. Number five, Harley Quinn's movie Birds of Prey is expected to win at the box office this weekend. Who plays Harley Quinn?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is
ultra talented. She's not just a pretty face.
I'm sorry, Janine. He beat you 4-3 this morning, but great job.
Hi, my name is Janine, and I can't beat Raven.
But we are going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Thank you for playing. Hold on the line, okay?
Sweet shirt. They won't even give me one, even though I've won 11 times in a row. Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet, the first two answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions. President of a dog food company in Texas decided that he was going to eat his own dog food for 1 month and nothing else, just the dog food.
I mean, when you're really hurting to get that word out there, right? You want to let people know that this is high quality stuff. You got to put yourself down in the dirt with them, eat in the trenches.
It's Anna and Raven. Here he is explaining why he's doing it.
So what prompted me to want to eat dog food for 30 days? Mm. We wanted to prove that we believe in what we do. We're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first.
I'm okay with you not eating the dog food that I give my dog.
You don't want to see it.
No, like if you tell me it's going to be really good and you've done the science, the research, you know, the research to say that this is all right
you
for
you. You
want to
believe them?
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to eat it for 30 days and nothing else.
We recently switched the dog's wet food and the new stuff smells like a little bit like peanut butter. And every time I scoop it out for him, I'm like, oh, it smells pretty good. But I never stick the tongue to my mouth. Mm. Never stick it to my lips.
Right, because I think on average people don't usually eat the dog food. Unless you're my 1.5-year-old daughter, 14-month, I should say, or daughter Dakota.
Can't get enough of it?
She loves dog food. The minute I turn around, she's so fast now that she can walk.
Yeah.
If I turn around for 1 second, she's in the dog food.
The dish is at the dish is at that level, though.
Well, you know what I mean?
It feels like a buffet for her.
Yeah, it's on the floor.
It's like the nuts at the bar. Yeah. You know that you shouldn't stick your hand in there. Everybody's had their hand in there, but they're salty and they're delicious.
It's absolutely
and you're
disgusting.
Drinking tequila at 2 p.m. What's the difference?
Like, why do you have to eat the dog food, Dakota? All right, here he is talking about how it went.
As I went through that first week, you know, the first 4 days was really tough. I didn't feel good. One of the things I did that was key was I did do some intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting? You mean you just stopped eating?
Right, because it was disgusting.
Because it was gross.
Right.
He lost 30 pounds in 1 month.
And let me guess, he changed the dog food.
No, he said that he feels better than ever. He's never in his life felt better. I go, You basically starved yourself and ate only what you needed to survive.
Right.
And now you feel better than ever because of the dog food?
Intermittent fasting that lasted 5 days at a time.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Here's what I've decided, though.
What's that?
Now that I have my air fryer, you know I'm obsessed with my air fryer?
Of course, everything.
I think that I could probably make some delicious food in my air fryer that includes dog food. Yep. I have brought in my air fryer.
Oh, great.
And I've brought in some dog food.
Oh, great.
And we're going to make 3 different dishes to try to see if we like air fryer dog food. And I bet you it'll be delicious. And we're going to be skinny at the end of the month like this guy.
I already can't breathe. I'm not saying I'm eating anything.
There's so many good options. I'm going to tell you what the options are. We're going to start cooking. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. All right. I got my air fryer. All right. So this guy decided that he's only going to eat dog food for 30 days. He lost 30 pounds. He owns a dog food company. It was a publicity stunt. I don't endorse it.
Did he go into it obese? All right.
No, he was pretty thin to begin with.
Okay. So,
But I'm obsessed with my air fryer. So I was thinking about it. I go, if I could probably make something with my air fryer with dog food and it would be delicious.
No.
I brought here. Okay. No. Here are your options. Here are your options on what I'm going to make in my air fryer.
My options.
Yeah. I'm going to make. Okay. Do you want dog food chicken nuggets? Do you want dog food quesadillas or do you want dog food chocolate chip cookies?
I mean, who feeds their dog this?
No, this is for us. These are human dog food treats.
But who feeds their dog
those things, those items. It sounds like your dog just went to TGI Fridays on a Friday night.
No, these are the things I'm going to make in my air fryer for us so we could also eat dog food. That guy lost 30 pounds. This is our new diet.
So those are all dog food, though.
This is dog food.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it with the dog food in the air fryer. Now, do you want dog food quesadillas, chocolate chip cookies,
I mean,
or chicken nuggets?
Food. All of it.
But I'm going to mask it with the deliciousness of all those other things. You have to pick one. Because I don't think we have time to make all of them. After the show, I'll make all of them. But
chocolate
right now,
chip cookies. Okay. And your dog can't have chocolate. So is it chocolate? Is it actual chocolate?
It's not for the dog, Raven. It's for us to eat.
I'm so confused.
We are going to
but
eat.
But it's dog food.
Dog food, chocolate chip cookies for us. All right. Hold on.
Stick it.
Do I set it on 400 or 370?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Set it on human.
Okay.
Set it on the thing when it changes to human food.
All right,
that's what you should do.
I'm baking the dog food chocolate chip cookies right now.
Great.
All right, we'll see how they come out next.
Yeah, fantastic.
This studio smells pretty good right now, right?
It does smell good.
Yeah. All right, so it's Anna and Raven. If you missed it, a few minutes ago, we were talking about this guy who lost 30 pounds by eating nothing but dog food for a month.
Yeah, it's not a new diet. He actually owns the dog food company.
Right, and he wanted to prove it. Right. That it was good for you, whatever. But all I heard was I lost 30 pounds in a month. And ever since, you know, I had the baby, I've been trying to get rid of this weight, and I've tried a bunch of different diets. I failed pretty much everything.
Right.
But I was like, wait a minute. I could probably eat dog food for a month if I had to.
You've been obsessed with your air fryer lately, so you believe that you can make it delicious. Now, I apologize. When you told me this idea, I thought that you meant that you were going to make dog food. All of it was just dog food, and all you were doing was air frying
it. I'm burning them, burning them. This air fryer is so powerful. Hold on.
Yeah, but it turns out it's actually all human food, and you're just taking a piece of dog food and wrapping it in the middle of this.
I'm going to make it delicious. I'm going to make dog food cuisine delicious. I
can't
burn
this. This is not what this guy did. He did not mask dog food with regular human food.
No, this is just my idea to lose weight. This is going to be my $1 million weight loss idea.
I'm not sure if it works that way, like a magic pill, but okay.
So I brought my air fryer in here, which I'm obsessed with, and I've given Raven the option that I can make air fryer quesadillas dog food. I can make chicken nugget dog food.
Right.
Or I can make chocolate chip cookie dog food.
Right.
And he has opted for the chocolate chip cookies. This is all on
Instagram.
The
dog food, by the way, is flavored beef.
Flavored beef. So this is flavored beef chocolate chip dog food. All right, hold on. Let me scoop it up. And this thing cooks so fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Are you excited to put it in your mouth? Are you excited to eat?
Look at this. Smell this. Smell this delicious chocolate chip dog food cookie. And tell me you don't want that. Tell me you don't want that. We're going to be so skinny. Okay, ready? Hold on. Let me get this one. Okay, here we go. Note that the chocolate chip, it didn't really disintegrate the pebbles of the dog food.
Right.
But we have to eat it anyway.
No.
Do you want to be healthy and be thin or not? Okay. Air fryer, you're good to me. I love you. Okay.
You're going first. I'm not. No way I'm going first. This feels so wrong.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
No, but did you actually get the piece of dog food in there?
Yeah. It's delicious.
You're lying.
It's absolutely
delicious. Why are you looking away when you say it?
My mouth is on fire. I think I just burned my tongue. It's really hot. Be careful. Don't burn your tongue. We're going to have a hard show if our tongues are burnt. This air fryer.
Oh, no. I can see the piece in there. I can see it.
Just eat it. Just eat it.
I can't do it.
Do you want to be thin or not? Come on, that guy could eat it for 30
nibble
days.
Nibble a side of it.
Eat your dog food, chocolate chip cookie.
It's hot.
I told you it's hot. These air fryers don't mess around. All right. Here's my review of dog food chocolate chip cookies. Delicious. I don't know if it's actually going to make you thin or healthy, but I'm going to do the science and I'll find out. And according to that guy, he lost 30 pounds.
So. After the purge in the bathroom that's forthcoming, I think that maybe it'll just work then.
Do you want dog food quesadillas next?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm totally good.
They'll be ready like 4 minutes in this thing.
I'm all set.